Breakfast with Mark Bigley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
16 minutes past 7. Do not forget that the Sandful Grand Final Getaway is up for grabs. You play Sandful Survivor, all thanks to Adelaide Oval for your chance to win. SENSurvivor.com.au. We have so many texts coming through, Mark Bickley. We will get to them in a moment. There's lots in regards to the Crows, Jeremy Finlayson, and plenty more. Nigel said earlier that the proof is in the pudding, and I said pudding is disgusting. And then Nigel has responded to that saying, we can all agree that pudding tastes like a garbage bin. So I totally agree with that. All right, Bix, before we get into the texts, because it is a Thursday, we need to know who has to pull up their socks.
Please do something. Do. Don't think, Mick. Don't hope. Do. At least you can come up and say, I did this. Or I shivered it, or I played on. At least I did something.
Pull up your socks on SENSA Breakfast.
All-day socks by Underworks. Comfiest ever socks for that new sock feeling, wash after wash.
I want to talk about Sonia Hood, who is the CEO of the North Melbourne Football Club. She's part of a new breed of female administrators who are doing great stuff in the footy world, breaking down barriers and, like I said, being excellent at their job. Now, I want you to listen to Tom Morris reporting on what happened across the weekend.
She interacts with fans, she posts photos with fans, and she's been forced to delete her Twitter account the last couple of days simply because of the vile abuse that she's been copying on it. I spoke to her a few minutes ago. She said, the banter I have with Kane Corns is fun and good-natured, so it's not about that, but the stuff I copped on the weekend was out of line and revolting, and I don't feel the need to be part of this world. This is a call she hasn't made lightly, but this is a call that she's made simply because the abuse has been so vile towards her.
In relation to what?
North Melbourne, the way they're playing, people tagging her in tweets so they know that she's going to see it. And she says, I don't need this in the world. But this has been such an important part of her presidency to interact with fans. It's a shame she won't be able to do that anymore via this forum.
Sorry, she's the chair, not the CEO. But that is sad news in regards to that, because people love being able to interact and to be able to see what's going on. She's trying to be open and transparent with this rebuild of this new club, and yet some people just feel the need to abuse and be vile, and now that is taken away from everyone. So just think, like, you're a supporter. Yes, you can support, but it doesn't mean when it doesn't go your way, you can just spew vitriol on people. It's just not fair.
It's a good nomination, Bix. We had a nomination on the text line, 0427 154 166. This is from Mark. To Mark, pull up your socks. You do realise that references to baldness are inappropriate. Baldness is due to a long-term medical condition, just like other conditions and resultant physical appearances. That's a good text from Mark.
I didn't realise baldness was a medical condition.
Can I say this as someone that experiences aggressive male pattern baldness?
Yes.
I have no problem with you discussing my physical appearance and the fact that I'm follically challenged.
Yep.
I have hair in other parts of my body, which I won't discuss.
On your face, you got a bit going on there this morning.
But I'm bald. Yeah. And I feel that there's a lot of positive things that come from that. It's, as you would know, it's cheaper. I don't have to pay for haircuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I moisturize regularly.
Mm-hmm. Your hat fits better.
Yep. I don't have to spend a lot of time on video games creating a player because I look like the person before you create the player.
No avatars. You have to worry about that.
So I'm fine with it.
So just on this, because you had, so how this all started, Sam Fantasia
started the bullying.
Came in and said, you got a really close shave this morning.
Yeah, he said I had a good haircut.
Yeah, and so you went the really close shave on your head.
Yeah.
You've got the prickles on your face. Like, what part of you says, I need to really tidy up this top bit and be really close shaven, and then I'm happy to have a 5 o'clock shadow on my chin?
Well, my life mantra is business at the top, party down the bottom.
That's a connotation I don't want to go.
You're just disgusting and that's inappropriate, but I'm saying that I've got no problems with you talking about specifically my baldness. You're not talking about anyone else.
No, just you.
You're saying my baldness.
And I'm sort of not totally out of the sort of trouble.
But your head looks like a Lego character.
My friends say that I have a baboon's bottom on the back of my head. because I've got this little sort of patch at the back where it's sort of disappearing. So, yeah. So, you know.
Can you turn around and show me the back of your head? Yeah, it is real baboony. David Baboony. It's 22 minutes past seven. Good morning.